The Jet Airways revival plan submitted by a consortium of the London-based Calrock Capital and the UAE-based businessman Muradilal Jalan has been approved by the National Companies Law Tribunal, according to sources who've spoken to us. As part of the revival plan, NCLT has reportedly given a number of days to the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, which goes into weeks actually, and the Aviation Ministry to allot slots to the airline. However, Jet Airways, being given its important historic domestic and international routes, remains somewhat unresolved, is what sources have told us. The airline had suspended operations on the 17th of April 2019 due to financial distress, but this is without doubt one of the most incredible turnaround stories in international aviation. We'll be joined by those who were a part of the airline earlier on, pilots and others. But for the moment, I'm joined by Ashish Chaucharia, the resolution manager, the man who very much engineered the entire process of giving wings to this airline once again. Ashish, this is just such a great day for you. You fought for this for more than a year. Were there occasions when you felt that there was no way it was going to happen?
Actually, Vishnu, it was more than 2 years. To be exact, it's 2 years and 2 days since the insolvency for the company was launched. And so we're extremely pleased, me and my entire team, to see this day today when the plan has now been approved by Honorable NCLT. Yes, there are a few concerns, but I think nothing that's insurmountable. I think, we will see Jet fly again in its new avatar. So it's a very pleasant day, I think, for all the Jet flyers, the employees of the company, and it's a wonderful day.
And it is an incredible day, and it's just remarkable how this process has happened. The routes, I mean, that's, are you stuck on the issue of routes, or where does that lie?
Well, you know what, I think these slots and routes, as we all understand, and I think we have spoken about it earlier, is a very important part of the airline operations. Without the route, without these slots, where are the airplanes going to land? But at the same time, we must also see that for the airports, it's equally important to have airlines. So it is a mutually beneficial association. And I can tell you that in most of the airports in India, right now, the slots are not a constraint. I mean, even without the present COVID situation, I think, capacities are building, airports are expanding, the number of airports are rising. Yes, there are a few concerns about the airports in Mumbai and Delhi, where there are constraints, and where we are working alongside the airport authorities, the Civil Aviation Ministry, who have been incredibly cooperative.
You mentioned that there'll be a new runway which will come up in Delhi. So getting those routes...
That's right. We understand that there's a new runway coming up in Delhi, and that will add to the number of slots that are available. And of course, that means more capacity, more airlines.
So Ashish, the process of getting your routes back could take how long?
It actually announced that, the ministry and the officials and the ISRA should work together, and they've given them 90 days to work together. So I think, it can be expected that within 90 days, and if not, maybe spill over a few more days, we should have a fair amount of clarity as to what slots are available or not available for Jet 2.0. But as I was mentioning earlier that, there are slots available, and most of the airports have come back with a positive, response. It's only a couple of airports where there are some constraints. And I think, we should be able to find, amicable solution. It doesn't have to be the exact same slots which Jet was using earlier. Even if it is somewhere, something, nearabouts, I think the applicants, the successful applicants will work with that.
And how many of the Jet employees would the airline be willing to take back?
Vishnu, I think that is, an evolving, answer. It is not that you're going to start with 125 aircrafts as it used to be, before it went down. So as it picks up and it adds more aircraft to its fleet, it will require trained manpower. It will require, ground handlers, it'll require pilots, crew. So they will be adding people as we move along. So I think there's certainly hope for the people who have, stuck on, have the faith on Jet Airways. And, going forward, we should hopefully be able to, employ as many more people.
How many aircraft will you start with, Ashish?
Well, the Right now, you know, as the plans are evolving, the intent of the resolution applicant is that they want to start with at least, 20 narrow-bodied and 5 wide-bodied aircraft. Yes, it may not happen all at a snap, on day one, but it will be, in a short span is where we are, the applicants are thinking that they may be able to bring in these aircraft.
You mentioned bring in the aircraft. Will these not be a handful of existing aircraft that JET continues to own in India?
Well, that's a good question, actually, because, most of us who are flying in and out of Delhi and Mumbai must have seen those aircraft parked on the tarmac. And, if you have noticed and if you are an aviation enthusiast as I am, those aircraft, most of them are the wide-bodied aircraft. They're Boeing 777s and the Airbus 330s. Now, these aircraft are meant to be for long-haul flights. They are not economical to fly on short-haul anything less than, 5-6 hour range. So the plan, as we start as JET 2.0, for the domestic routes, they will need to bring in, more aircraft, which is the narrow-bodied aircraft. We have a couple of narrow-bodied as well, in India, in our possession, but those will need to be made airworthy as well. So while we have those aircraft, but certainly there'll be, new aircraft which will be on its way. And I know the advanced discussions are ongoing with, various, OEMs and aircraft lessors for this.
So will it be 737s again, or will you be looking at an Airbus fleet or any other aircraft for your domestic operations?
Well, actually, that's a decision to be made by the, CalROC Jalan Consortium. So I'm not going to, guess on that. But I know they are in discussions with, all these guys.
So would it be fair to say that when you start off, you won't be flying internationally right off the top, or would there be a few international routes?
Well, actually, there's no reason why they cannot fly, especially the short-haul international routes,
right.
The neighboring routes. So because that you can fly even with the, narrow-bodied aircraft, and you don't need that many passengers to fill it up. So subject to, of course, having the traffic routes from the ministry and also getting the slots and the airports on the other side, there's no reason why they cannot fly these routes. And given, the current situation where we are, as we emerge and fight this COVID pandemic, I think, the aviation sector, the entire sector is going through an overhaul.
Yep.
So I feel that there would be more opportunities available and an opportune time for, today that the plan has been approved. It gives enough runway for the company to do all the necessary actions, to get its license active again, to get the aircrafts in, to get all the crew ready and be ready to fly again as, the traffic sort of builds up again as people get more confidence, flying, as they get vaccinated and we fight this.
And when would that be?
Well, it's a million-dollar question, but I think, based on the discussions I've been having with the registration applicants, given that the order has now been received today, I think it would be a fair estimate to say that by end of this calendar year, we can hope to be, seeing the JET in the skies again.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. The first. So tell us a little bit about the group. CalROC and Mr. Jalan, Muralilal Jalan, the Jalan group, as it were, very unlikely partners. How did you work to bring them together and discover value in an airline which had such financial problems?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not going to take any credit for bringing them together. They did come as a consortium. Mr. Jalan has a, flurry of businesses overseas. And, the CalROC Capital, Mr. Florian Fish, he's an investor. He's a, serial investor. So they found a way to work together. And in terms of, the opportunity or the value in the airline, I think, this was the fourth round that we invited UIs for, and that too right at the beginning of the pandemic when it hit the globe. I think one of the biggest things that happened was, again, it's probably just a silver lining of this global crisis, is that it became a leveler. All of a sudden, the aviation sector, everything was down, airline operations were suspended. So there was... It wasn't that, JET Airways had a huge way to climb again. there was already, you know, an effect on the airlines. Other airlines were also subdued. And as the business revives, I think, you know, they all will be a level playing field again. So that's where I think the value is. And of course, you know, as we all understand, the flyers love this airline. So yep. The brand has got immense value. I think the Jet Airways has a huge frequent flyer base. You know, the loyalty program in partnership, you know, what is now known as Intermiles.
Yep.
But those are the loyal customers of Jet. So when they see Jet flying again, you know, I have no doubt that filling up the planes is not going to be difficult.
Would it look the same, the livery?
Well, again, that's not something which, you know, I have much of a role to play in. I have, you know, brought this so far along with my team, you know, the lenders who have had tremendous support from, you know, my legal advisors. We have brought it till here. Now I will work along with the registration applicants to try and, you know, implement the plan, but they have to operate. They have to decide how they want to fly it. And I sure wish that I will be invited to be the first passenger on the flight when it flies again.
I would certainly hope that you are. You certainly deserve to be. Now, this is actually a very, you know, it's progressive as a process. Tell us about how you worked with the government to enable this. Was the government willing to try its best to get this to happen?
Certainly. I must give credit to the Ministry of Civil Aviation, the DGCA. They have been extremely supportive, I would say. You know, I have personally visited both these offices several times, and we've had, you know, video conferences because travel was restricted. So we have had a lot of discussions. You know, simple things like giving an approval, a one-time approval for maintaining these aircraft. Now, that was something which we had to go to DGCA for because the license was expiring. And, you know, given that the airlines were grounded, the license was, you know, under suspension, they understood that if we don't give this approval now, these aircraft that you see on the tarmac, they're going to just, you know, lose value tremendously. I mean, they require a lot of maintenance as per the manuals from Boeing, etc. So we have had, you know, very good support. And as far as these slots and traffic routes are concerned, even for that, you know, the secretary, the joint secretary, they have always maintained that we would like to see Jet Airways fly again. I think, in fact, I remember a time when, you know, even the honorable judge in the courtroom, back in the days when it was still physical hearings, he had mentioned that, you know, I love flying Jet. So that just shows the following and the support that everyone came together. I think the employees of Jet Airways, you know, who were part of my team, you know, my team from Grant Thornton, who supported all along, they worked day and night. Now, it's still not there yet. Let me caution you a little bit. We still have to work along with the airport authorities, the airport operators, ministry, to see that we can get the required slots.
Right.
So we are already, the conversation that started, and we are quite hopeful that the 90-day time frame, which today the bench has also announced, we might be able to, you know, achieve within that.
Oh, that's absolutely superb. So one final question to you. When you took on this task, I mean, you are a resolution manager. It's what you are trained in. It's an extremely difficult job. What did you think? Oh, my God, what an ominous assignment. Or did you... Because I'll be honest, nobody really felt after, you know, Deccan and Kingfisher and Sahara, you know, going belly up, that we would actually see Jet Airways and have this conversation today. What was going on in your own mind?
I agree. There were a lot of doubters. I sometimes had doubt in my mind whether, you know, we are going to make this happen. But I think the faith, you know, every time I went to meet anyone or I met someone socially, they had the one simple question that, you know, when are we going to see Jet fly again? So it's that confidence, you know, the employees, the loyalty that I saw in the employees, it's incredible. So that kind of kept driving me on. Like I said, it's not, you know, I'm taking credit here on behalf of a lot of people. And, you know, it's just great that, you know, we have reached so far.
Yeah.
It is a daunting task, no doubt.
Yeah. Particularly in COVID times, and this is my last question to you. In this COVID scenario, you know, air travel has fallen off the map. Is that something which financially hits virtually a brand new airline? you know, as you try to start up?
Well, like I said, you know, probably Jet 2.0 is anything between, you know, 4 to 6 months away. Mm-hmm. And it is expected and hope that, you know, we'll be able to see the passenger traffic go up again and fill up the planes again. And I'm sure the DGCA and ministry are monitoring the situation very closely. The international travel will begin. Already we are seeing 9 countries, I believe, have, you know, started accepting, you know, passengers flying from India. So I think it's an upward graph from here. So I think it's a very opportune time, if you ask me.
And Ashish, we've got 3 smiling Jet Airways personnel over here. One, a senior cabin crew manager, cabin manager, senior 777 pilot. And Amit, you were an engineer, right?
Yeah, I'm an engineer. Yeah.
What is your message to them? I mean, these are very skilled people. And their families, I mean, you know.
Yeah, my first message to them is thank you. And, you know, for all the support that I've received, you know, I came into this with no prior, you know, understanding of the aviation sector. Yes, I have been an aviation enthusiast. I do understand aircrafts. I used to love flying, but not that I understood how it works. It was fascinating. So I gave a lot of credit to, you know, the team who has supported me and helped me, you know, do my job. And my second message to them would be keep the faith. We are, you know, closer today to see Jet fly again than ever before. So keep the faith.
All right. Keep the faith. Thank you so much, Ashish, for being with us. And I'll just have, you know, Captain Valiani, any reactions? You've heard the entire interview out now. Your thoughts now. What does this mean for people like you, professionals like you, who from day one have refused to give up hope?
Yes, Vishnu, like I mentioned, that it's a great news for all of us. It gives us a hope that, yes, Jet Airways will fly again. Jet Airways is going to be back in the skies. And, you know, people, there will be employees who are waiting to get back to their jobs. They will have their jobs back. So that's, and I know that it's difficult for everyone to be hired at this time. But, you know, at least to start with some.
Neha, are you excited at the prospect of flying again with Jet?
Well, Mr. Soam, it's not me that I think entire Jet Airways family, to loaders, to cockpit crew, to engineers, or even the guests right now, they'll be delighted, excited, ecstatic, you know. I have right now, probably I'm running short of words. It's a beautiful moment, a very happy, enthusiastic moment, and very emotional at the same time, you know. So, yes, we are looking forward under the new leadership. It's going to be very challenging and interesting.
And exciting, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Amit, you know, maintaining the aircraft on the ground or through these last, it must have been extremely difficult. These planes weren't flying. They didn't have a license to fly as Jet. So how difficult was it to keep them operational? I mean, to keep them serviced, not operational.
Initially, I will tell you, on this very day 2 years back, we met Mr. Ashish Chaucharia. At this very time, 2 years back, we were in a meeting with Mr. Chaucharia. He was having his first day in Siraya Center, headquarters of Jet Airways. And we put forward our plea to him that we need to maintain our aircraft because monsoon had approached at that time. And these are the only assets beyond the brand Jet Airways that we needed to maintain so that we could sell Jet Airways, actually, that the buyer could hope to buy something from Jet Airways. So it was extremely vital. And Mr. Chaucharia, and he knew the importance of these aircrafts, and he immediately formed the asset preservation team who have maintained and preserved the assets of this company. And I'm extremely thankful to the Ministry of Civil Aviation and DGCA especially for having granted us maintenance approval to preserve these aircrafts, because during the time of closure, our approval for maintaining these aircrafts had been suspended. So with the efforts of Mr. Chaucharia and his team and Mr. Rajesh Prasad, who is the Chief Strategy Officer of Jet Airways, they managed through talks with DGCA and the Ministry of Civil Aviation, they managed to revive partly our maintenance approval, and we could preserve this aircraft. Of course, there were challenges, but now that has become past now. Now we look forward to serve Jet Airways very soon and fly these aircrafts.
Well, good luck with that. Let's hope it works out. Thank you so much, for being with us. It is a fantastic day in Indian aviation. Jet Airways will be back flying again by the end of this year. 20 routes initially to start with. Some of them might be international, but primarily domestic routes. The routes themselves are being worked out. Within 90 days or so, there will be clarity on that. But Jet Airways is back. That's the headline story. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.